Hey guys, Brandon Dawson here from the Tribe of Christians. Today's date is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. And I have a prophetic word, something very urgent that the Lord has put on my heart to share with you guys. And something of extraordinary remembrance, something that I was reminded of just yesterday, last night. And some things that have been really heavy and grave upon my heart. So I had kind of forgotten about this word several months, but back in September, I'm going to say about the last week of September, I had a series of really, really just divine, very detailed visions of things that were occurring in heaven and on the earth that was really, honestly, just quite beyond my understanding and beyond my fathom. And I actually published these videos on our channel. So I think one of the videos is concerning massive shakings that are occurring. This goes back to September. So in that word, during that time, I saw the heavens opened up. And I can hear, sense, see everything. And this occurred while I was at work, while I was awake. It was just so vivid. And I saw the heavens open up, and I saw just massive things happening. There was like this huge, massive celebration that was happening in heaven. It was like the Lord's birthday, actually, and Jesus' birthday. And this big gathering was there, and they were worshiping the Lord. And the Father, the Heavenly Father, kissed His Son Jesus on the cheeks, on both of His cheeks and on His forehead. And He told Him, and He said, well, while this happened, there was this, like, I don't know how else to explain it, but there was this massive projection for all heaven to see, kind of like on a movie screen. And it was a scene. It was the moment where Jesus was baptized. And the heavens opened up, and the dove kind of ascended out of the clouds. And the Father said that, "This is My Son, who I'm well pleased." And so all heaven was witnessing this in real time. And it was as if no time had passed at all when this occurred. And the Father said to His Son Jesus, and He said in front of everybody, in all heaven, for all the angels, all creation, He said to His Son Jesus, "You have honored Me, now I will honor You." And when this happened, I could feel and sense the entire earth just giving way. Finally, you know, when the Lord's Prayer, when Jesus prays and He says, and He tells us to pray, saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come and Thy will be done as it is here on earth as it is where You are in heaven." And so I saw that being manifested throughout the earth. The mountains, the oceans, all creation was testifying, giving glory to Jesus. They were praising and worshiping the Lord. Of course, not in a language or a way that we could understand, but it was evident, clear to me, and I could sense it. And so while this was going on, it was like the whole world was testifying of Jesus. Yet, while this is going on, mankind on earth was rebelling against the Lord, rejecting His testimony. And because of this, because of all the massive bloodshed on the earth, because of the wars, the sin, the massive idolatries and atrocities that are happening, things began to happen throughout the earth in testimony of Jesus. It just began to give way. And I could sense and see massive earthquakes happening all over the place, just as Jesus warned us and told us about Matthew 24, that there would be not only wars and rumors of wars, there would be earthquakes various different places. And so what I saw was like massive earthquakes all over the place, 7 and 8, 8.0 earthquakes on the Richter scale, destroying cities. I saw tsunamis and tidal waves. And just the other night, this was really heartbreaking for me to kind of witness and see this in a dream, but just the other night, I can't remember if it was Thursday or I think it was Thursday night, and and I was dreaming about a massive tsunami that was hitting a city, and it wasn't anywhere near. For a second, I thought maybe it was New York, but the waves were tall, but they were nowhere near as tall as the massive tsunami that will hit New York City. So this was somewhere else. I'm not quite sure where, but an earthquake had occurred, and there was this massive tsunami. The waves were at least 20 feet, maybe 30 feet, and flooded out this city. And I was in a boat, a rescue boat, and just offshore trying to, rescue people or animals or what we could from the devastation of this earthquake and the tsunami that had hit. And there was this cat in the water. And cats are really dear to me because we have 3 rescue cats. You know, all animals are precious. All animals are precious to me. But we have 3 rescue cats, so this is quite personal to me. So in the water was, on the top, was just floating this cat. And speaking of cats, I think my other cat's over here trying to say hi. So this cat is kind of floating on top of the water, and he looks like he's dead. Yeah, I'm not sure. And so I go to scoop him up out of the water, and behold, he was alive. I caught him just in time. He had just gave up, ran out of energy from swimming in the water, and he had just given up and was almost drowning. And I just had gotten there just in time to save him. But it was very real. It was very drastic. And it just reminded me of everything that's going on. We think about the times of Noah. Jesus said it would be like the times of Noah, the times of Sodom and Gomorrah. We have our children with the LGBT and the transgender movements just completely destroying our children. And I had someone very personal, very dear, in my family that's 15 years old, and she came out and said that she wants to transition into a boy, and it's very heartbreaking, and it's absolutely horrific. Unfortunately, there's some people in her life that are influencing this, and it's terrible. Our societies are destroying our children. They're destroying themselves. And we can fight, we can do everything that we can, but in the end, Jesus said that this is what would be the sign of his coming, the sign of the times, that these things would happen, would take place. He said that the love of many would grow cold. The apostle Paul, Peter, they all talk about how because they had traded the truth for a lie, that God had given them over to a depraved mind. That word depraved in the Greek means a useless mind, almost like a mentally ill person who is insane. Giving them over to their lusts and desires for homosexuality and unnatural relations, all these things, because they traded the truth for a lie, which means that rather than accepting the truth about God and Jesus, they rejected it. So God has allowed them to be consumed with these horrific things, and they're destroying themselves because his coming is very soon. It's very short, very just around the corner. So when it happens, that they will be condemned. That's the whole reason. Some of you might be asking yourselves, why are these horrific things happening in our society? The LGBTQ, the transgender movements, the pedophilia, all this stuff destroying ourselves, destroying our children, our societies. And these things are openly mocked and paraded around in our streets. Why would God allow this to happen? Well, the answer is it's a sign of his coming. When you see people turning against themselves in this way, it is because the Lord has allowed it to happen because they've rejected him. They've rejected the truth. They've completely flat out rejected him. And it's only a matter of time. And so some of these things just reminded me of those visions that I saw in September with the earth shaking, because of the shedding of innocent blood, because of what we have done to ourselves, the rejecting of the truth. I saw these massive earthquakes that were happening. Some people talk about the eclipse that's coming, that it's going to could cause this massive earthquake right down the middle of the United States. I don't know. Is it possible? Absolutely. Jesus warned us that there would be earthquakes, famines, pestilences. But I just, with the dream, with the things that are coming up that I'm seeing over and over, I'm really brokenhearted and I'm very sad in my heart. And I think the greatest fear that I have is the fear of running out of time and not reaching enough people. That's my greatest fear. I'm not afraid of being persecuted. I'm not afraid of being put to the death or being beheaded for Jesus. I'm not afraid of any of those things. I'm not afraid to speak the truth and to stand up for those who have no voice. I'm not afraid of any of those things. I'm afraid that when it's all said and done, that we've ran out of time and we didn't reach more. And I wish that I could just, I don't really know how to, I wish I could just say something, do something that would encourage people to realize how short time is to get out there and give it everything they got to reach people with the truth, because time is really running out. It's it can happen any moment where the clock stops, the books close, and that's it. So I fear and I sense that some earthquakes are coming. Disasters are coming. They had this terrorist attack in Russia. 60, 70 plus people dead. These things are going to be more frequent all around the world. These wars are going to increase bloodshed. This is going to unfortunately increase, and persecutions are coming. Now is the time that we really need to stand behind one another as believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, to love one another, support each other, speak the truth, be bold and courageous in the truth and in the gospel message of Jesus at all costs, because Jesus said, I was just reading this, and in Luke 17, Jesus says that if you do not pick up your own cross and come after me, follow after me, then you are not worthy of me. His words. If we don't pick up our crosses, we don't die to ourselves, and we don't stand up in faith for Christ, we're not worthy of him. In one moment, any moment, the time can be done, and I'm afraid some of us will get there thinking that speaking his name isn't enough or believing in his name is enough, but Jesus will say, depart from me, I never knew you, because you didn't pick up your cross. You turned away from him, you were ashamed of him publicly or whatever the case be, or you chased all these other things first. You know, Jesus reminds us the times of Sodom and Gomorrah, of Lot's wife, how she had turned around and turned back to look at Sodom, turned into a pillar of dust. We're surrounded by all the temptations of luxury and of this world every day. And in any moment, God's call can come to us. If there's any kind of hesitation in our lives anywhere, we'll be like that, like Jesus said of Lot's wife. Not to look back, not to hold on to anything, but to die to ourselves, let it all go, not to be afraid. Fear the Lord, as Jesus said, the one who can, don't fear others who cannot destroy the soul, but fear the one who can destroy both the body and the soul. It's the Father. And reconciliation is coming, justice is coming. The world will be testifying of Jesus, and we'll see it through these earthquakes. We'll see it through these disasters and all these things are, Jesus called the birthing pains, the beginning of the time of Jacob's trouble, the rise of the Antichrist, who will lead the world into a period of judgment because of their rejection of Jesus, their rejection of the truth. It's just absolutely horrific what I'm seeing to our children. And I think that's probably the last straw right there. So, guys, pray for the persecuted church. Pray for our children. Do everything to protect them at all costs. Hold on to them dearly. Protect them from all these horrific atrocities that are happening. Teach them the ways of the Lord. Teach them the gospel message. Train them well in faith. Teach them to follow in your footsteps as you walk in the Lord's footsteps. They'll never depart from the truth. They'll never depart from the way. Because the time is closing. Do we want to leave our children behind? Do we want to leave them to a depraved mind to be given over to the enemy? Or we'd rather do everything we can to save them or protect them, lead them in Christ and Jesus? So guys, that's going to conclude it. Just another message from me, a brief update. So any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me. And as always, keep running a race. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Stay encouraged. And never, ever, ever give up.